KNDE HD4, K274CM, College Station Bryan.
I'm Jay Berman. This report is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To see how much you could save, visit geico.com. All right, week four begins tomorrow night on CBS television. That's right, it's the Ravens, who haven't won, against the Steelers, who don't have Big Ben. Instead, it's Michael Vick under center.
The coaches don't want me to go out there and just try to do it all. You know, we have guys who are very talented, who can go out and make a lot of plays. So, you know, it's not for me to go out and try to win the game all by myself.
All right, worthy of mention, Roethlisberger, Ben, 11-7 in his career versus Baltimore. Other Steelers quarterbacks to start against the Ravens, 1-6. All right, let's get some injury news in here. Kiko Alonso, this is actually good news. He avoided the dreaded ACL tear. At some point, he'll return. Arian Foster, limited in practice for the Texans. He'll be a game-time decision against the Falcons. Meanwhile, Andrew Luck, also limited in practice. Colts calling it a right shoulder injury. Bad news for the Giants. Victor Cruz felt his calf, the injured one. That came during individuals. He stopped practice. No further updates as of now. From the NBA, speaking of injuries, we spoke about Derrick Rose and his orbital fracture. Surgery went well this morning. No word yet on when he'll be back. Meanwhile, from the college game, the O'Bannon versus the NCAA legal battle continues. An appeals court upheld a ruling that declared limits on athlete compensation to be a violation of antitrust laws, but they also threw out a plan that would have allowed schools to provide deferred athletes up to $5,000 a year. I'm Jay Berman.
We play through our ACL tears.
That's right, on Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio, 6 to 9 Eastern.
CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Patrick Zinert with your community calendar on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Brought to you by RP Lee Termite and Pest Control, shielding and protecting homes against pests for over 30 years. For more information, visit rpleepestcontrol.com. The Salvation Army Bryan has opened its annual Angel Tree registration through Friday. Parents or legal guardians wanting to sign up their children may stop by weekdays from 9 to 3 at the Salvation Army Fellowship Hall. For more information, call 361-0618. This month's New Baden Jamboree welcomes both new and familiar faces to the stage. Hamburger sales start at 5, show starts at 6. The George Bush Presidential Library Foundation is accepting applications from local nonprofit organizations for its community grant program. Apply online at the George Bush Foundation website. Today, sunny and 91. Tonight, mostly clear and 67. Tonight at 6, stop by Kreitz Market for the Crosstown Kickoff Show. Show your school spirit and support your local high schools. For more information, visit the events tab at zone1150.com. Stop by and enjoy the barbecue, or make sure to listen tonight at 6 right here on The Zone.
Will a Texas realtor help you negotiate your real estate deal? Absolutely. Is a Texas realtor your best source for accurate real estate info? Unquestionably. Will a Texas realtor show you how to fold an origami penguin? Probably not. But if you want to buy your first home, sell your ranch, get a lake house, lease a warehouse, move downtown, uptown, or out of town, a Texas realtor is the professional for you. You're on your own with the penguin, though.
Whatever your real estate dream, a Texas realtor can get you there. Find a Texas realtor at texasrealestate.com.
Texas drivers trust Germania. Did you know that 9 out of 10 Germania auto policyholders stay with Germania year after year? Germania has competitive rates, discount options, and exceptional claim service 24/7. So if you don't have your auto insured by Germania, give them a call today or visit germaniainsurance.com and find out why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Trust Germania.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695. payment or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Normangy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normangy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normangy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangytractor.com. Located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normangy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normangy Tractor.
Join Gabe and the Tex Ags crew for Tex Ags Radio. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome back. Second hour, Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. Check that out for all the information on all the cool shows and events coming in. You can call us 693-1150 or text us 229-1939. And crew, no one texted in, I guess. We did someone text in the most overrated teams, but no one texted in there.
Just tell them.
Kenny Hill.
And it's not, because I overheard you, it's not, he doesn't have the, he has a bunch.
He has the top two. He's
he
actually
has three of the top four,
he has
right?
three of the top four yeah. most completions
Gerard's
in the game.
In the middle there.
What's interesting now is three of the top four for A&M's most completions in a game are losses. Kenny Hill against Mississippi State, Kenny Hill against Ole Miss, and Gerard Johnson against Oklahoma State.
The only one is the win is the South Carolina.
Yeah. So there you go. Kenny Hill's, that's what I was, we were joking in the newsroom earlier. The legend of Kenny Trill lives on in the record books. Because that passing yardage record may not go down for quite a bit, for quite a while. So we will see. All right, let's go ahead and do it. Overrated teams. Someone texted in, Krim. This is not me. This is not my overrated teams. This is someone else's overrated teams. He's got five. I do four, but he's got five.
Yeah, TCU, he's one better than you.
TCU, Baylor, LSU, Florida, Oklahoma State.
I'll go along with a couple of those.
I got two of those. I got three of those, actually. Baylor has at least their recent – I don't know. I'm trying to find a good way to word this. I think Baylor's probably good, and they've built up some – whatever you want to call it.
Are they number four or five good?
I don't – it's hard to say why they are not, though, because no one's beat them lately. The only team that's beat them the last, like, 2 years is Michigan State.
Yeah.
And that game, frankly, Baylor should have won. So, I don't know. Like I said, they've built up some mojo or whatever you want to call it, some trust or whatever you want to say from being good
that's
lately.
A good word for it.
That, I don't know. Baylor at number four doesn't bother me. TCU, despite being my preseason national championship team, I still think they've got a decent shot, but their defense is so riddled with injuries right now
mm-hmm.
and not very good that they could lose to anyone. Now, they could beat anyone, too, because their offense is explosive and they still got Trayvon Boykin, but their defense is just horrible. I mean, they could very easily lose to Texas this weekend with as bad as their defense is. I don't think they will. I think they'll probably run away with that game a little bit late, but I wouldn't be shocked if they did. So I'm with y'all on TCU. Northwestern.
You're still on Northwestern's
coach. Yeah. I'm just not giving it. Number 16? No way.
I think it's the fact that they're still undefeated. And they beat Stanford.
Ooh.
Which is also ranked. So then don't say Stanford's overrated then.
Stanford is also overrated, but not as overrated as Northwestern is. I mean, they had one, it was a west-to-east morning travel game, and they beat, I'm not buying Northwestern as the 16th best team in the country. If A&M and Northwestern played right now, I'd fully expect A&M, and I believe those are back-to-back in the AP poll, or maybe they're two apart.
A&M's
14,
apart.
Yeah. And Northwestern is 16. I'd expect A&M to be at least 9-point favorites
Okay.
against Northwestern on a neutral field.
Can I give you mine? Or are you going to finish?
I got two more. Oklahoma State, they're five higher than they were last week, so that they're even more overrated now.
Right.
And Florida. The reckoning is coming for the Gators this weekend, and we'll see how they handle Ole Miss. But yeah.
I'm not going to give you overrated or whatever teams. I'm just going to say that the coaches' poll should just be obliterated because
Auburn is still not getting votes.
That was going to be my second take. The fact that Oregon was still in it, in the top 25, was my first take on that statement, and then my second take on that statement was the fact that Auburn still got 8 votes.
Yeah.
They're 2-2, and one of their wins was overtime against
Oregon. Being in there doesn't personally offend me.
State.
I know they got wiped off the map by Utah, and they lost to Michigan State, but those are two top 10 teams. So I'm not morally opposed to having...
Utah one was embarrassing, and it was at home.
I wouldn't have them in there, but I don't think it's crazy to have them in there.
It's not as bad as the Auburn thing.
Yeah, they're just outside of the top 25 in the AP. They're right behind Toledo, which, you know, whatever. You don't have an overrated. You just have your angry about the
I'm just angry goal. About that. I'm still not sold on TCU because of their defense and just the fact that they, you know, they are banged. They are so banged up. But
they're beyond banged up.
I would think there's a good 6-7 teams below TCU that would be favored against TCU at least, right? If they played right now.
Well, they're a hard team to put a spread on too, because right now their point total is just 4 more than what they need. I mean, that's kind of whatever it is. I mean, if that ball doesn't randomly get deflected, they lose to Tech, and then they would have dropped pretty far down the poll. Because I don't know exactly what we're thinking of Tech yet, which. By the way, I'm surprised they haven't moved into the top 25 yet.
Who, Tech?
Yeah. I mean, they put it on Arkansas.
And then they should have beat TCU.
Yeah, and frankly, should have beaten TCU. Yeah, if that pass doesn't... I'm a little surprised.
You're right, they're like six, seven, I'm a little surprised
Tech hasn't... We don't usually say nice things about people on Wednesday, but Tech's on my...
Maybe on my underrated list.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go along with Oklahoma State. I mean, I don't know how you can move them up that far when they tried to give a game to Texas. Yeah,
If Texas could punt, then that game would have gone to overtime.
I think in Florida's case, the fact they're undefeated and they're Florida.
They've beaten like four. I don't even know who they've beaten. Kentucky, Tennessee.
Kentucky's getting votes. Well, you know, everyone talks about how great the SEC is if they've won two of those games.
No, just because the SEC is great doesn't mean everyone in the SEC is great. Okay. By the way, I'm glad at least we've sorted out this Arkansas-Tennessee thing. The long off-season of complaining has come to fruition.
You've been vindicated on that one, haven't you?
Two teams are not very good. Anyway, still got that going on.
But there are also teams that... They could be a good team still.
Sure.
I mean, because obviously, look, I mean, Arkansas could have easily beaten A&M.
One of them's got to win on Saturday, Crew.
Yeah, and one's got to win. Well, yeah, but one's got to lose, and that's going to be trouble for whoever does.
We didn't really dive into this on Monday, and I think maybe I'll dive into it now, and y'all can text us y'all's thoughts. Again, 229-1939. You know, we started to bring it up when Khan was here Tuesday, and then we didn't, but it's the... One of his buddies at ESPN.com, I don't know which one, texted out a bunch of different coaches asking if in the fourth quarter, up 12, do you necessarily go for two? Because this is what Butch Jones just got raked over the coals for not doing. And the texts back weren't black and white. And what I told Con yesterday, I was like, then they're all wrong. Because that should be, like, am I crazy here? No, that's what I want to know. Am I taking crazy pills? Because to me, if it's in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and it was 10 minutes, right?
And it's not like it's 40-41. I mean, it'd be one thing if everyone's scoring touchdowns every 2 seconds. But this was a 27-14 game at the time, or 26-14. And Tennessee chose to kick an extra point instead of going for two. And some of the coaches on this ESPN.com story defended kicking the extra point there. And there's just no way for me. Like I said, am I taking crazy pills here, Krim?
No, because you got to go for – because in order to get to 27, the other team's going to have 3 possessions, which in the last 10 minutes, you would think that'd be kind of hard to do while also scoring, you know, taking enough time to score.
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't matter if you miss the extra point and you're only up by 12, it still takes three possessions to beat you. And if you're – well, or two touchdowns. But if you kick a field goal, it's going to take two field goals. So it's – anyway. But I think the thing – and I don't know what the little sheet says, but in college football, you have to assume they're going to make the extra point. So being up 13, that doesn't do anything for you. If they score two touchdowns, you're going to lose anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
why you go for two. Yeah, just go ahead and go for two.
And you can't say, well, we're up by 13. If they get that's where I'm going. And then the people are defending are saying, well, if they get a touchdown and then two field goals, then they would have lost if they go for two and didn't make it. Well, yeah, but there's not enough time for all of that.
My thinking is fine.
Very rarely is there enough time for all of that.
Florida Gators get a touchdown and two field goals, if they get three possessions in the last 10 minutes of the game, then we already messed up. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, to me, so many people have defended this decision that I'm like, no, I'm willing to admit I'm wrong if someone can explain the situation here to me. But it seems to me like in the fourth quarter, and I get you don't want to point chase early in the game. You don't necessarily go for two if you're up by 12 in the first quarter. But in the fourth quarter, I think it all comes down to,
yeah, if you were not in the fourth quarter, if you're near the end of the third quarter, I would have kicked the extra point.
Oh, it just – stuff like that drives me nuts, Kroom. That was like the – Phil Sims the other day, who I could do my whole show. It's the Wednesday show, so I'm getting fired up a little.
Yeah, well, now we're getting into it.
But I could do the Wednesday show about ways that Phil Sims annoys me when he calls a game. But I was watching they were playing the Seahawks. The Bears?
I don't know.
And
you're watching it.
I think it was the Bears. Because, the Bennetts were playing against each other. There was 2 minutes left in the third quarter. And Chicago was down like 20-0 or whatever it was. And they were at midfield. And so they come out to punt. And Phil is going, I agree here. You got to punt and just play the game out. No, you don't. You're already at midfield.
Only the first or second time of the game.
If you've got to score three touchdowns on the Seattle Seahawks, there's absolutely no time for that. But here was the best thing about it, Kareem. This was Phil Sims calling a game in a nutshell. And he's probably listening. He's going to call in and be upset at me. That's fine. Phil, I don't like you on the call. Three times they do this. So early in the fourth quarter, again, Chicago has a situation. Now, this time they're a little further back in their own territory, but now it's the fourth quarter and you're down three touchdowns, and they punt it. And Sims, again, you got to play the game out, or however he says it. Then, like two possessions later, there's like 5 minutes to go, and the Seahawks have the ball at midfield, and it's fourth and one. They decide to go for it, because if they go for it, the game's essentially over. And Phil's like, I can see why you'd go for it here. Phil, what are you talking about? You're willing to let Chicago trust their defense, but you think Seattle should go for it. It gives me a headache. I can't. I just can't. And the worst thing, he used to call two games a week. Because he does the Thursday night game on CBS and a Sunday game on CBS.
I didn't think about that.
It was just brutal. Now, I mean, what are you talking about? If you're down 21 in the fourth quarter, probably going to want to go for it, I imagine. That's my hot take for the day, Kroom. Just annoyed. Annoyed with Phil.
There's your Wednesday annoyance. Glad you got it out of you.
I had to get fired up about something. Yeah. I would be better off.
Kevin's so low-key. You know, it's hard for us to get annoyed or have
y'all
our Wednesday
like the
annoyance.
Opposite
thing.
Of a hot take hurricane. Yeah. You're like a cold take doldrum.
We're in the middle kind of guys.
Yeah. Well, I don't even feel in the middle because the middle could go either way. Y'all are chill. You don't get fired up about much. But man, Phil, man, I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm to the point where if I was watching it at my house by myself, I'd mute it and put on music. I can't handle announcers anymore. And I think part of it is because
you could do the G thing where you watch the TV and then you listen to his announcers.
Yeah, right. Maybe I need to start doing that. Maybe I need to listen to the local play-by-play.
Yeah.
The irony here being that I know I'm not saying anything any more worthwhile when I'm doing color for Brian games. Because it's not – I'm not exactly, out there – I'm not John Gruden on Monday Night Football who's got the coaching experience and drawing up the X's and O's on the whiteboard. But still – I don't get paid as much as Phil Sims. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk a little NASCAR maybe. And then y'all can hit us up, 229-1939. Anything we haven't hit on and we need to hit on, let us know. It's Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle. Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
Ice cold, Coors Light.
Two here.
Coming. You know, strolling these aisles, I've seen it all. Jaw droppers, nail biters. Up close, it gives you goosebumps.
Come on.
Now, you want to feel the gridiron thrills in person? If you're a fan of Rocky Mountain Refreshment, you just might. Enter Coors Light's 2015 football sweepstakes. You win. Coors Light jets you and three pals to a game day of all game days. The sights, the sounds, the encased meats. It's pigskin paradise. They're handing off prizes every week all season long. Just grab Coors Light in the beer aisle. Send a photo of the receipt, and you could be dancing in these aisles. Coors Light here. Born in the Rockies.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Visit CoorsLightGameReady.com for official rules, including entry instructions and deadlines, odds, prizes, restrictions, and for details to enter without purchase. Ends 1-8-16 at 11:59:59 p.m. Central. Entry period deadlines for select prizes may apply. Entry for grand prize mention must be submitted by 10-25-15. Must be legal resident of 50 USDC, 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility. Remember, 21 means 21.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozers should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Still Creek Ranch was founded in 1988 as a home for children in crisis situations. Through the past 27 years, a lot has changed. We've added more homes, land, and a school. But our mission of rescuing and restoring children who come from abuse, neglect, and trafficking is still the same. Join us on October 1st at 6 p.m. at our annual fall banquet as we celebrate the great work and restoration God is doing in the lives of these amazing children. For table sponsorships and ticket information, visit stillcreekranch.org. stillcreekranch.org.
The Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo means good times and great food. It's more than you imagine. October 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Brazos County Expo. Concerts by Charlie Daniels Band, Belgrove Pygmies, and Los Terribles del Norte. Free with your paid admission. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com. Parking is free and kids 3 and under get in free.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
No one wants to deal with the hassle of game day traffic, so let The Zone take care of you this Saturday with The Zone Park and Ride, presented by GroundShuttle.com. Winners will be chauffeured to Kyle Field and dropped off in plenty of time to see the Aggs beat the hell out of Mississippi State. Following the final whistle, you'll be picked back up and dropped off safely at your vehicle. We'll even throw in a nice goodie bag to remember us by. Now to win, listen to the Louie Belina Show from 11 to 2 every weekday here on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The Zone Park and Ride is made possible by our friends over at GroundShuttle.com.
Morning, bright windows open, let in what's so terrifying. Summer is as faded as a long cicada call.
Memories welcome back.
So bright, I got a squint just to recall.
Aggie Nation. Powered by the Eagle. Want to remind y'all, tonight at 6, stop by Kreitz Market for the Crosstown Kickoff Show. Show your school spirit and support our local high schools. For more information, visit the events tab at zone1150.com. Stop by and enjoy the barbecue, or make sure to listen Wednesday at 6 here on The Zone. Someone texted for a dude that played wideout in the 80s. Yeah, this I agree with this one. This is another guy that's really good. Chris Collinsworth has an astounding grasp of the modern NFL game, actually adds to the game-watching experience. I love Collinsworth. He is good. Because he points out stuff, like you said, like you're like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah, he's the opposite of Phil Sims.
Do you like Aikman?
Yeah, Aikman's all right.
I think Aikman's pretty good.
Yeah. Aikman isn't... The thing
I like
about
the way
Aikman...
There's no bias when he's doing the Cowboys.
Well, no, and the thing about
like
Aikman
that.
Is
I think
that
that's good that he can do that.
He tells it like it is, and he doesn't overdo it. You know, like, he'll let the game breathe a little bit if it needs it. Yeah. He doesn't feel the need to comment on every single little thing that happens.
Right.
Which is not necessarily the case for the great and powerful Phil. Tony Stewart retiring as a full-time driver after this NASCAR season. A little disappointed, Krim. I know we don't talk NASCAR on the show very often, but it's my guy. It's my driver.
Oh,
I'm a smoke guy, and he's retiring.
You need to bring that up Friday with Primo. He'll banter with you.
He's a Stewart
about
guy
that
too.
For
yeah,
five
yeah,
to
yeah.
10 minutes.
We're gonna do a requiem for the Tony Stewart era on Friday.
Okay.
So there you go. Got that to look forward to. Also. Krim, big news, not big news, a little bit of news maybe out of Austin that reports, Chip Brown is reporting, that Texas and Nike are not going to re-sign. They're going to let the deal hit the open market and see what happens. So they, according to Chip Brown, again, there's going to be a couple different schools, a couple different apparel companies bidding for Texas, including Nike, Under Armour, and... Our good friends at Adidas.
Oh.
Krim.
Ooh, I don't know if Fane can handle
plot,
that one.
That's the plot thickens. Because that would be...
I bet they're Under Armour next year.
Yeah, I bet they are too. And I've said this earlier, and I know that we bag on Texas a lot on the show. But being the Under Armour rep or whatever rep for Texas, it's kind of like the easiest job ever. Because I was telling this on Twitter, and no one could really have a counter. The Longhorn logo is easily the most recognizable logo in college sports. It's not even close with anything else. There's some, and mainly because it's an actual logo. It's not just the first letter of the school. That's
right.
You know, like that. You know, for like A&M has the TAM, or Oklahoma has the OU, and all the different ones have the letters on the side. As far as an actual logo, that thing is as recognizable as it gets.
And you got to admit, and I know A&M people aren't going to like this, but when you don't live in Texas, if you think of Texas, you just think Longhorns. I'm sorry. That's what you think.
Well, when people say Texas, that's who they're usually referring to.
And I'm not just talking like the university. They just think that, you know, just in life. Texas and
just
Longhorns.
Just in life.
Yeah.
And
I can say that because I heard it all the time when I lived in Colorado.
You're not a native of Texas. Yeah, I think they're going to be an Under Armour too. But I've said before, the only way A&M ever leaves Adidas is if, I mean, there's no way A&M leaves Adidas. But if Texas were also Adidas, then maybe there would be a way they might leave Adidas. I just can't see, and I think someone did the numbers earlier, that A&M's deal with Adidas is like the highest paying apparel deal like in college sports. Maybe outdone by Michigan's new deal with Nike, but that hasn't started yet, I don't think. But I think A&M's deal with Adidas is like literally the highest paying apparel deal in all college football. So we'll see if Adidas throws some money out there for Texas also. But I'm like you. I expect them to be in Under Armour next year. Which they're still going to look the same. You can't change Texas's uniforms, right?
Yeah, that's why I think so much. I mean, I know inside it's nice to, you know, to have the company, whatever you like, but that's why when you're on the outside looking in, I don't think so. I mean, I couldn't tell you what. I mean, I can maybe tell you what five schools are, you know, what their apparel company is.
I bet I can tell you most of them. But the thing is, sometimes you get a new apparel, you get new uniforms, you do a whole new bit. Texas isn't going to change their uniforms. They've been the same for like 1,000 years. They've been white with the Longhorn logo, and then when they're at home, they wear orange tops. That's it. That's the whole thing. That's all there is. There's no alternate helmets. There's no alternate uniforms. That's what they've got.
I kind of like that though. I mean, I'm for that with the schools that do that. I like the fact like LSU is kind of like that. The schools that have
LSU's done some shenanigans.
Well,
they had the white helmets. They had gold helmets. They've done some different things. They're not quite A&M.
They're
certainly not Texas Tech or Oregon or anything.
Right.
But on the spectrum of how many times teams have changed around their uniforms, they've done a little bit. They're not Texas. Was it Texas and USC kind of chrome helmets, but they don't change theirs that much. Earlier, when we were trying to think of logos.
I gave it to Oklahoma for a while, but then last year, wasn't it last year where they came out with some different
those
stuff?
Those red and white ridiculous things. Someone said it's Michigan, UCLA, and then A&M. So two.
For what?
For, I guess, highest paid contracts.
Okay.
Michigan, and I think that's their new deal with Nike is the biggest. UCLA, an Adidas team, and A&M, an Adidas team. Yes, because, you know, Adidas has got to keep their schools. They keep losing schools. They lost Tennessee to Nike recently, too. So there you go. Someone said the new Texas uniform supplier will be Gymboree at the rate they're going. So, no? You don't like that one?
Well, no, that's fine.
Oh, I clever. That was a pretty good text,
clever.
Group.
Yeah, I just said I like them. Clever.
Anyway, so we'll find out. Uniform talk, always everyone's favorite thing. I don't know. Is it to me? I think the whole thing is kind of funny. I wish how cush of a job it'd be though if it's Under Armour and like Under Armour gets the contract and you're the Under Armour guy that gets charged with designing Texas's uniforms. Like, hey, we're just gonna do the same thing you've always done.
Put our logo on.
Perfect. Yeah, only now with Under Armour logos. In fact, we're just gonna use the same Nike uniform. We're just gonna put an Under Armour logo on it.
Save money.
Done. Give me my money. Yeah. I'm going on vacation for the rest of the year because this is easy. Someone said the U is Adidas now. Yeah, that Miami flipped the other way. I remember that. Their jerseys are still hideous. They gotta get those things figured out.
Yeah, I don't like theirs either. I used to like them. I mean, when they were really good, but they've tried to do
too much.
Yeah.
Well, they had the metallic thing, and then they had the orange and green helmets, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it, Krim. I'll be honest. Like someone has hot uniform takes out there. Anyway, you know, we'll save the NFL talk for tomorrow. We're gonna save it. We'll do NFL as well as our upsets of the week. Tomorrow, unlike recent weeks, there's some potential this week.
Are there some good ones this week?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it was a rough week last week. Although I think I did get my.
You got the Duke.
I got Duke Georgia Tech. That game wasn't even that close.
Yeah, I know.
Georgia Tech's not very good.
Yeah, when
that's
I heard,
what I've decided. Yeah. That's my hot take on that one. I watched that one a little bit.
Well, part of the problem is that they have trouble when they get behind.
Well, that is a problem. I mean, that's.
Well, I mean, because they use up the clock.
And then they were texting about Michigan. Yeah, Michigan is a weird deal because they're going to Jordan Brand. They're not actually Nike, so it's like a whole other thing. But that's an offshoot of Nike. It's too long to explain. No one cares. Michigan's going to have weird new jerseys next year. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, time for the high school report. So you won't want to miss that. Stay here. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagles. Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The city of Bryan has announced receiving nearly $4 million in grants from the Texas Department of Transportation. That will be combined with more than $1.5 million for two projects that could be under construction as early as the end of next year. One is the first phase of a hike and bike path along South College from Hensel Park to Brookside, a bike lane along Cavett from Brookside to Villa Maria, and sidewalks along College from Brookside to Villa Maria. The second project is installing streetlights along Boonville Road from the freeway to Harvey Road. The City of Bryan's Regional Athletic Complex, better known as BRAC, will be getting 17 additional fields and courts and 1,500 more parking spaces. The multi-year, six-phase, $12 million project has been given the green light by the City Council following a recent staff presentation. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says the improvements can be done in whatever sequence the council wishes.
For example, you may want to say, you know, we need the baseball fields or the softball fields first. Let's jump ahead to phase six.
Mayor Jason Byinski asked for state assistance to get in and out of BRAC from the freeway.
We're going to expect a lot of people to come around the bypass. I don't know if there's anything that can be given in consideration or worked out with TxDOT or looked at by our transportation department to find a easier, friendlier way to get in and out of that park.
The expansion includes four more baseball fields, three for soccer, three for multi-purpose use, two for softball, five pickleball courts, and an all-inclusive playground to accommodate visitors who have disabilities. Today's the day Congress is expected to keep the federal government in business for another 2.5 months. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the House version of a continuing resolution includes a few conditions. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM.
It's time for Tailgater Truths, presented by Dish. Truth number 29. Game day without HD is like a tailgate without bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With the Tailgater from Dish, you get mobile satellite TV and quarterback sacking HD. It sets up in 15 quick minutes or less and automatically connects to a satellite signal. So the only games you're playing are the ones you want to. Plus, there's no long-term contracts. You can pay as you go. Or add the Tailgater to your Dish Home account for only $7 a month. So fire up the grill and the TV and start making tail greatness this season. Just be sure to use a napkin before touching that remote, Mr. Bacon Fingers. To learn more, visit dish.com/tailgate. Restrictions include prepayment of all monthly and one-time fees.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com.
Spend your weekdays with Tex Ags Radio.
Louie Bellina, Aggie Nation, and Chip Howard.
Spend your weekdays with The Zone, FM 102.7, and Sports Radio 1150. Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozier, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozier, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We have an interview that I believe Larry recorded a little bit earlier. We will go ahead and play that now.
Travis, let's just start out. I always like to do this with kids when I talk to them. Talk me through, or give me the Reader's Digest version of kind of your progression, you know, where you played, what position you played, and those kind of things. Like, when did you get started? Did you start in middle school, or did you start in Pee Wee League, or when did you start?
Well, as every kid, I started doing flag football, mm-hmm. and the irony is I was a quarterback back then.
Really?
Back then, yeah.
How old were you?
I was like eight.
Really?
Yeah, and then I joined the Pee Wee League and did the Raiders for 1 year. The irony is I played, and about three-fourths of the way of the season, it was like right before playoffs, one of my teammates, Cedric Williams, it's back when we weighed the same weight, he hit me on like a 10-yard tackling drill, gave me a concussion, so that was the end of that. Then I went to a private school my sixth grade year, and I played private football because at private schools, when you're in sixth grade, you can play with the middle school team. So I played there, and then I came back to CSMS and mm-hmm. played both years there. And then my freshman year, when I moved to Pebble Creek, so I had to go to Consol my freshman year. I played left tackle there,
okay.
Left tackle and defensive end.
Were you an offensive lineman in middle school?
I've always been an offensive lineman. I played left guard in middle school both my years, and then when I went to Consol, they moved me to tackle because I was still on the smaller end of everything.
Right.
Played tackle there and defensive end, and then I came over here for the CAKE program, which is for construction, and I fell in love with the team. I played defensive end and guard, or tight end here. I played defensive end and tight end.
Mm-hmm.
That was
your sophomore year?
That was my sophomore year here. I didn't really enjoy tight end as much. Halfway through the year, I moved to guard. And I've known Coach Walsh through the ages.
Yeah.
He's known my whole family. We've gotten along. I've hung out with him for a while. And so I've grown up with him. So immediately fell in love. I went right back into the guard position. And did great. I played a lot. We were just having a great time, bonded with all the linemen. And so next year, this is the year I skyrocketed. I started getting better, bigger, and this program here got me a whole lot stronger.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It was amazing seeing the results. And so I gained like 40 pounds, 30 pounds, something around there.
Right.
And I was back up to Kyle Slack on varsity.
That's last year as a junior, Coach Wall said you rotated in a lot, so
yeah,
you might not have necessarily been listed as a starter, but you got to play a lot.
I was every 2 series I'd switch with him. He was it was kind of bring what I loved about it was bringing my confidence up, and it was kind of, I was following the seniors because seniors were they're the role models. They've always been role models. Like there are juniors that step up, like Roger Preciado, Chris Sinet, they step up, and Ty Brock without a doubt steps up too. And so when that happened, my confidence got up, and there's just big improvements.
Right.
And Kyle Slack and all the linemen, person I looked up to was John Collier.
Mm-hmm.
He always brought the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this kid, I remember. Every time I go against him, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to get hit.
Well, another thing I wanted to ask you about, and it's almost like by asking you the question, I'm kind of perpetuating the whole thing, but because I know your family, I don't know you as well as I know some of your family members, but the Bedial family in College Station has had very successful athletes and also, you know, top-notch students, good kids, those type of things. Now, I'll be first to admit, you're going to have to talk me through it as quickly as you can. So I don't know whose brothers and sisters and whose cousins, but I know that you have a relative who plays or might still be playing college football, and you have a relative who's one of the fastest softball players I've ever seen, who just got through with the season at Texas Tech, Jordan. Tell me about your relatives that are your sports ties, okay, and whose brothers and whose sisters and whose cousins, and because so I think we got a Brady Bunch thing going.
Well, we've all grown up together, so I see them all as my brothers and sisters, but technically Jordan Bedial would be my sister.
Okay.
She's the softball player that's at Texas Tech right now.
Right.
It's her senior year this year.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Patrick Bedial that played over at Consol back when like Clinton Banks and all of them played. He finished his college football, I think it was a year or two ago. I'm like 99% sure it was a year ago. He's graduated. He's back home right now. He's in the medical field right now.
Okay.
But Patrick, I look up to him. He was my role model. I look at myself and I want to be like him.
Right. Because and that's your cousin.
That's my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
But I literally hang out with them just as much as I hang out with my sister. Like every day after school on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I go over to the house and we break down that team's film.
Right.
So for about 2 hours a night, we go and we just break down every single step.
I asked Coach Walsh about this. There's some pressure. You're not the first kid to come along who had an older sibling or a cousin or even it could be a parent, it could be anybody, somebody in your family that's been successful.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with that? Coach Walsh said he didn't think that you're pressured by that. How do you look at that?
I'm not pressured at all. There's my family. We are the biggest competing family ever. It's not pressure, but I want to beat them.
Mm.
If you know what I mean. Like I want to be able to say I've done that too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to go play at the next level in college football. And hell, maybe I'll go to Tarleton.
But it's never been a weight that
no.
that
held, that you felt it on your shoulders?
Or never. But during I've thought about going to A&M for the construction, because construction science is the program I want to go into, and I just recently found out that Tarleton has construction science, so looking into them right now.
And that's where Patrick went?
So yeah, Patrick went to Tarleton. Okay. He played defensive end there, was a captain and everything.
Right. Another thing that's interesting me is you just talked about you and Patrick breaking down film. Coach Walsh told me that you're very much a student of the game, that even though this is your first year as a full-time starter, you're a leader among the guys on the offensive line. But he also told me, I love finding out things about guys that I didn't know. He also told me you have a notebook, and he said that you just pepper him and Coach Minter about with questions about, you know, maybe you'll draw up a formation or a play and say, what I do on this, if, you know, if I see this defense or whatever. But tell me about being a student in the game, and tell me about that notebook, because that seems like a little bit special.
I like to write down, so on Mondays and Tuesdays, that's when we break down all the like techniques and all the different defense, whether they run a 3-4 or if they run a 3-4, 4-3, or like a 5-2. So on each play, I write down each play, write down every front that we'll see, every stunt we're going to see, and then I draw where I'm going, where my path that I'm supposed to be going, because
that's a lot. That's a lot, Travis. Not a lot of guys do that, do they?
I don't know, but...
I've interrupted you. You hate what? You started to say...
I hate messing up plays. That's the biggest pet peeve. I hate messing up plays. And no O-lineman likes to mess up plays, because, let's be honest, when you mess up play, that run to the sideline is going to be the worst run of your life.
Yeah.
Just like my...
And it's about the only time you get any attention, right?
Yeah. Besides, our running backs love us. We have the greatest bond with our running backs. Every time, like today during practice, Chris Monroe came up to, he was running up, he was trying to juke a guy, and the guy was like stutter stepping, waited that split second, and just came right through, knocked the guy off his path. Chris just walked in.
Yeah.
And we have a relationship, mm-hmm. and we bond together. It's the best part.
Another thing that occurs to me is when you came up and introduced yourself, said hi at the end of practice, I thought, you know, I can see the Betty All in you, but you're tall and relatively slender. Now, Coach Walsh said you'd be between 230 or 240. He said 240. I said, how many rocks does the guy have in his pocket? But talk about playing tackle. You know, and you guys line up against some big guys. How do you do that? What are you? You're 6?
I'm 6'3".
6'3", and you weigh what?
I weigh about 237, 240.
Okay.
Right.
So, I mean, that's not little. You know, it's a sports writer's dream. I wish I could be that size. But you're going against bigger guys. How do you deal with that?
It's all about leverage. That's best thing you can have on a defensive lineman is leverage. And what is it? Pad level. There we
right.
go.
Okay.
Pad level. If you're a lower guy, always wins.
Right.
Okay. So if you get down into a guy that weighs 280 down at his hips, you're gonna push him across the line. Whoever lays the wood is gonna win. Okay. Who's ever gonna go into a block scared is gonna lose.
Right. The last thing I wanted to ask you about, well, there was actually two more things. One thing is the leadership. It caught my attention that Coach Walsh talked quite a bit about your leadership. Now, you played, but your sophomore year, you're on the JV, right? Last year, you played, and you rotated in. So it's your first year as a full-time starter. I know y'all have had some turnover in the offensive line. And he really praised your leadership abilities. And that's pretty impressive. You know, it's easy to be a leader if you've been the star player since you were a sophomore, you know, or you know, you've been out there all the time. But do you take a special interest in that, a special pride in that, in being a leader?
Well, when they come up to me asking questions and everything, and best thing I can give them. I give them the straight answer, and that's what they look for. Everybody looks for a straight answer. Nobody wants to be, no football player wants to be wiped on the butt, or they're not going to be considered a football player. Mm-hmm. Straight answers is what they're going to be looking for, and work ethic. Everybody needs good work ethic. I push them. We all the leaders push each other. Mm-hmm. Okay, they push me.
Right.
It's a back and forth thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody goes easy on each other, and that's what I love.
The final thing is, I always love when I'm doing a feature story to ask young people about their life away from the field. And I know high school, being a senior and doing football, absorbs a lot of your time. But there are sometimes fascinating things that kids have away from the game. It could be anything, but if I was going to tell my readers, and in this case my listeners, about Travis Bedial, the person, what tell me about you other than football. You mentioned what program you wanted to go to into school, so obviously you're a serious student, but what about otherwise? What in the other parts of your life, what are you into?
I love construction. Been around it my whole life. I'm like a contractor assistant, so I go work on houses, I go work on landscaping and all these things.
Wow.
So I love doing that. I work for a man named Danny Morchat, which ironically was my CrossFit trainer.
Right.
Other than that, I'm a huge family guy. I love spending time with my family. I spend like half my day with Patrick Bedial, other half my day with my family. Other than that, like maybe on Sunday, I go hang out with my best friends. We have a whole like crew of best friends that we go hang out with, go play basketball, go chill at the man cave and everything. So that's my whole life in a bundle right there.
All right, that is a fun visit with Travis Bedial of the College Station Cougars. They'll be playing Friday night against Rutter as they continue to make march towards another trip to the playoffs. We appreciate the time and wish you the best of the luck.
Thank you.
An excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozier, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teat. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Normandy Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normandytractor.com. Normandy Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
It is back. The biggest promotion to hit Aggieland is back and bigger than ever at Ashley Furniture Home Store in College Station. If the Aggies win by 7 or more in the game against Alabama on October 17th, your entire purchase at Ashley Furniture is free. Last year, Ashley gave away over $1 million in free furniture after the Aggies beat the hell out of South Carolina. Everything in the store is available for purchase. Bedroom sets, living room sets, accessories, dinette sets, sofas, recliners, tables, chairs, you name it. No minimum purchase or anything. By the way, Texags Radio broadcasting live from Ashley Furniture this Friday. So stop by, shop till you drop, and hang out with us from 8 to 11 a.m. this Friday. We'll have great Texags prizes, copies of our movie, maybe a hover helmet. We'll give away some stuff and would love to see you in person. If the Aggies win by 7 or more points on October 17th, your entire purchase is free at Ashley Furniture Home Store in College Station. See store for details. The sale won't last long, and you do not want to miss out. Ashley Furniture Home Store in College Station, this is home.
There is so much happening in Aggie football this fall, you need to be attending the best live show around to stay up to date and on top of all things Aggie football. It happens every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1 at the Tap, and it's called the Belucci Hour. Get recruiting insight from Billy Lucci and Bryce Jones of Texags Radio every week, twice a week this fall. Plus, enjoy the Tap's delicious $7.99 lunch specials with all the bells and whistles. Make the Belucci Hour lunch a part of your week every Monday and Thursday from noon till 1.
Before construction ever starts on any new home or business, there has to be clearing and site preparation. That's why Kelly Burt Dozer should be your first thought and your first phone call. Kelly Burt Dozer has been clearing the path for progress for over 20 years, commercial or residential. See Kelly Burt Dozer for sand, gravel, topsoil and site preparation, lot, land, and road clearing. Kelly Burt Dozer, 778-1902. That's 778-1902.
Your home for Houston Astros baseball. Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
You tell me that you love me so. You tell me that you care, but when I need you, baby, baby,
you're never there.
On the phone, long, long distance.
Don't touch anything over there. If you, it's Kroom's computer. He ran us out of work it anyway. So if you change anything. I changed his screensaver to Old Man Kroom's PC a few weeks ago. He has no idea how to change it back. Well, it's going to be that forever.
He just leaves his computer open here in the radio room, and he's got his cell phone out, and I was just going to, you know.
Change his Facebook or something?
Oh, and
I don't
left
think Kroom,
his wallet.
I don't think Kroom has
cash.
Any of those things. It's Aubrey Bloom, joined by Kelly Brown here to talk about what's going on in non-Kroom-related news. What's going on out there?
Nothing.
Nothing's going on
it's
in the
Richard,
whole world?
It's Richard Kroom. All day, all long.
Yeah?
All day, every day.
It's just Kroom news?
No, it's not.
I don't think we have quite the following. If it
Jake Walker is remains at the Brazos County Courthouse.
Does he have a room there?
The third floor. No, actually he's on the fourth floor. He does not have a room. He has a chair, though. And so the capital murder trial of Gabriel Hall continues. Gabriel Hall, of course, was convicted a few weeks ago of killing a former A&M professor. And stabbing his wife. Gabriel Hall was 17 at the time. He's now 21. And he, today, his adopted mother spoke. Was on the witness stand, Aubrey.
Yeah.
And if you go to theeagle.com right now, you can read, and myagination.com, you can read the live blog in which Jake is detailing the this horrific case. So,
yeah,
got to go to that. Sam Peschek is working on a story. It's apparently the 50th anniversary of the Geosciences Department.
Yeah.
Which, I know. I didn't get him a
card.
Isn't
that the gold? 50 gold? Yeah, 50 is gold.
I don't know. I'm not married.
Yeah, that's
it's
why
50
that,
gold?
Yeah, that's why all the NFL logos are... That's why all the NFL things are gold this year, because the 50th Super Bowl. Yeah, it's the gold one.
I'd Google it, but I can't get on Kroom's computer.
Which is a thing that geoscientists probably know about.
You know?
Mining for gold.
You might have just found the lead for Peschek's story. So
yeah, well, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, well, for other reasons as well. Okay, so... this isn't really A&M-related news, but it's interesting... Of course, to anybody who cares about Texas politics or the United States, because it's this is a Ted Cruz story.
Okay? All right.
It's from the Texas Tribune, and we're running it in tomorrow's paper. But so Cruz is rounding up a big show of support, apparently, in the legislature, the Texas legislature. As you know, he's a U.S. senator from Texas, San Antonio, and he is expected to announce today that he's going to have the help of 41 Texas legislators in his run for the White House. 41. I did not see your name on there. However, some names that have already announced their endorsements of Cruz are Senators Brian Birdwell of Granbury, Connie Burton of Colleyville, Brandon Creighton of Conroe, Bob Hall of Edgewood. But we have yet to hear from anybody in the Brazos Valley. So we're eager to see if Lois Kolkhorst, Senator from Brenham, we're eager to see if John Rainey, state rep from here in Cold Station, or Kyle Cassell in Brazos County. So we've been waiting to see that list, have not seen it yet, but the endorsements come in addition to six members of the Texas congressional delegation that have already come out to support him. So what do you think Ted Cruz's chances are, Aubrey, for the White House?
I think they're as good as anyone else in that mess right now. You know, there's like a million people running. So I think as the field, it's one of those things. It's like a, it's, I don't know if I've seen a campaign quite like this, where right now the goal for all their mainstream, whatever you want to call them, mainstream Republicans, is to just stay in long enough to unite all the mainstream Republican votes behind you, and then outdo Carson and Trump there as that goes forward. But for now, there's so many what I would call regular Republicans in it that they all have like 8% of the polls and everything. So
we should just have you maybe blog about politics.
Yeah.
Politics and sports. Getting to someone who loves both of those things is Matthew Watkins. See the transition there?
That was good.
Who writes for the Tribune, of course. He's a former Eagle reporter.
Yeah.
And now writes for the Tribune and worked for the Dallas Morning News in the interim. Anyway, he is writing a story that will run tomorrow about Texas students who apply to the UT Austin for the fall semester, for next fall. They need to be in the top 7% of their high school class to begin, to get that automatic admission, which, of course, is tougher than the 2016 threshold at 10%. So we're checking on what A&M's is, but the automatic admission standard is dropping down to 7% at UT.
Well, that was going to happen, just numbers-wise, eventually.
You know everything, don't you?
Well, there's more and more people in Texas all the time, and the schools can only get so big, so they can only accept so many people.
As we go to the end of the show here, can I just relay what I'm witnessing?
Oh, my God, no.
Richard Kroom's kicked back in here.
Yeah, he does
this
every
day. And he's got a Aggie fan.
Yeah, he works in here for, quote, the internet, unquote. It's really because he just does that all the time.
Yeah, he's just fanning himself over there. Anyway, we got a lot more great stories, including about safety advocates staged a thirst strike on the steps of Dallas City Hall today, calling on city leaders to guarantee periodic rest breaks for construction workers. So, thirst break, Aubrey. It's important.
Hey, I take a thirst break at the big break every single day on the show. All right, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back tomorrow talking with...